the doors. That is on the storm. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunder showers this evening, and then tonight, thunder showers ending, partly cloudy, warm, humid. Tomorrow, more of that same weather, partly cloudy, warm, humid, with a chance of afternoon rain, and the outlook for Friday, sunny, hot, and humid. And Saturday, sunny and pleasant. Right now at Grant Park, 73 degrees, at Midway, 84. Now the traffic report brought to you by the 55 General Finance offices in Chicagoland, where you can borrow up to $5,000 by calling Andover 32020. Here's Dick Elliott and Cleopatra's Asp. Did I say that right, Dick?
Well, I had a musical background this morning several times on the Robert W. Morgan Show as I was giving traffic reports. How about your program once in a while?
Oh, yeah, well, I'll hum.
Okay. Outbound Kennedy, forget it. It hasn't changed. Barely moving in the local lanes. You can't hum a sad tune like that. Right. Local lanes, post office to pass the Edens Junction on the Kennedy, barely moving. Express lanes make it to about Edison. Inbound JFK, slow East River to Nagel, then not bad all the way downtown. Edens, no problems. Outbound Eisenhower, Ogden to Mannheim, heavy to very heavy. Outbound Stevens and Damon to Pulaski, below the speed limit. Outbound Day and Ryan, post office to 63rd, from stop and go to bumper to just plain slow. Lakeshore Drive, heavy out of the downtown area in both directions. At Cicero and Elston, we had an accident, a bad one, injuries. The injured taken to Resurrection Hospital. This report brought to you by General Finance.
A friendly loan means a lot. It's what you need to what you got.
If you're walking because you're low on money, it's good to know the nearest General Finance contact is your telephone. The minute Friendly Bob Adams answers, your walking days may be over. While you're deciding who's going to teach Junior to drive, Friendly Bob is working out the details for the auto loan you need. When you're ready, chances are your money will be too. That's a friendly loan, and it's worth a lot more than the money.
A friendly loan.
There are 55 General Finance offices in the Chicagoland area where you can borrow up to $5,000. Call Andover 32020. King D, Ron Britton, WIND at 523. And will Spiro Agnew be dropped from the GOP ticket in 1972? Who is the individual suing Hollywood columnist Rona Barrett for libel and why? And when did Angela Davis become a singer? And is she really cutting a record album while in jail? Has Cary Grant completely retired from movie making? And what's all this news about John Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono? What's their life really like?
What you've just heard are some of the questions coming up in Robin Adams Sloan's Chicago Today column. The answers will be there, too. Well-researched, straightforward, unflinching. Because Sloan gets his facts from digging, not from press agents. Read Robin Adams Sloan's column every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday in Chicago Today. When Sloan answers the question, you never have to question the answer.
Chicago Today.
Going to take you back a taste with the Drifters, and we got a great one coming up. I've got another question for you. Did you see that TV commercial where the REA Air Express driver yells, "Hi-o, REA, away!" and then goes roaring away in his truck? Well, what they were telling you in that commercial is that REA Air Express does give you fast, dependable delivery of your air shipments, no matter how small they are or how far they have to go. REA Air Express has priority over all air shipments other than U.S. mail, which means REA shipments go on board first. And that's one reason why more than 70% of all REA Air Express shipments are delivered by the very next day. And REA has more trucks, more people, and more experience than any other nationwide transportation company. REA Air Express serves 522 airports, and would you believe, more than 22,000 communities, some of them which you've never even heard of before. So what I'm telling you is nobody else even comes close to those figures. So when you need priority air service any place in the country, call REA Air Express and hi-o, REA, away!
From David Rose to Sandy Posey, only music that made it.
W-I-N-D.
WIND, number one music.
Ooh, the way it's meant to be. Remember.
Britain at WID number one music and the Young Rascals. I've been lonely too long. Ron Britton, WIND, Chicago at 5:31, and now the weather. Traffic and news brought to you by the 55 General Finance offices in Chicagoland, where you can borrow up to $5,000 by calling Andover 32020. And now the weather, here's John Coleman.
Do you know where the Blackhawk statue is?
Yeah.
There on the Rock River south of Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shower right over that area showing up on radar at this moment.
You mean
whoops, there's another one, Ron.
It's raining on that Blackhawk thing?
Right, I imagine it could use the voice job, don't you?
Sure.
Southwest of the city, a little southwest of Joliet, down toward Morris, between there and Peru, there are a couple of thunder showers. On the Illinois-Indiana line, to the east of Bradley and Kankakee, there's a shower or two moving toward Rensselaer and Cedar Lake. Ooh, there's some more thunder showers. They're down toward Champaign, about at Mahomet, between Champaign and Bloomington. All of these showers, which I've been watching on the radar earlier in the day, were moving toward the north, edging toward the city. In the last hour, they seem to have turned more in an easterly direction. We're watching them. In any case, anyone who goes about something this evening will run into that threat of a shower, particularly about sunset at 7:30, and between then and, let's say, 10 o'clock. Might be a few showers and thunder showers of light to moderate intensity rumbling through the Chicago area, particularly in the southern suburbs and over into Indiana. Other than that, what's bad? The heat and humidity, that's what. The humidity's really beginning to build. This is moisture from the Gulf. We haven't had this kind of a steam bath situation from the Gulf for quite a while, but the Gulf moisture is rolling in by the ton right now. Tonight's low temperature will be about 70. And that means we'll be in the 70s through the night, and the relative humidity by dawn should get up close to 85-90%. All in all, it should be a steamy thing. Right now, it's 73, very comfortable on the lakefront, 84 at both O'Hare Field and Midway Airport, 82 at DuPage County Airport, 71 at Milwaukee. The temperature humidity index is at 78, which is in the area of discomfort. After these thunder showers have had their little say tonight, things should just be steamy through the rest of tonight and most of tomorrow. A lot of sunshine, heat and humidity. I'm figuring a high temperature tomorrow about 90 degrees. And I would set the precipitation probability at 10% tomorrow morning up to about 30% tomorrow afternoon. In other words, a slight chance of an afternoon shower boiling up in the area. Then how about Thursday? Tomorrow is Thursday. Did I miss a day? How about Friday? Friday looks like about another 90, another hot and humid day. I think Friday night there'll be a cold front through the Chicago area, lined with thunderstorms, which could be a little exciting. Earlier in the week, it looked like that might be through tomorrow night. We're delaying it by a day. My outlook for Saturday, the first day of the big holiday weekend, is sunny and pleasant, high temperature 80 degrees, and early indications are that pleasant weather will continue through Sunday and Monday as well, though I can't say that with a great deal of confidence. That's the weather story. I'm John Coleman.
Thanks, John. At 5:34 WIND with the traffic, here's Dick Elliott.
Right to it. Outbound Eisenhower, solid most of the way. Oakley to Manheim. Inbound Ike, sluggish in the suburbs. Outbound Stevenson, Damon to Pulaski, below the speed limit. Outbound Dan Ryan, post office to 63rd. A lot of stop and go and bumper to bumper traveling. Inbound I-57 at 102nd. A stall now on the left shoulder. Outbound Kennedy, slightly improved in the downtown area, but a crawl from Ohio to just past the Edens Junction. Express lanes are the choice if you have to take the Kennedy. Inbound JFK, little slow west of the junction, but then you'll move it to the post office. Lakeshore Drive, no worse than usual. In fact, a Lakeshore Drive would be a good alternate for either the outbound Kennedy or outbound Dan Ryan. Well, I hope you have a good evening this first evening in September, and I'll see you September 2nd. This is Dick Elliott.
General Finance, Bob Adams speaking.
Bob, you gotta talk him out of it.
Talk who out of what?
He's on his way now.
Who is this?
Iris Bluestein.
Iris?
Wife of that well-known athlete and adventurer, Bernie Bluestein.
Oh, Bernie Bluestein.
You don't remember, do you?
No, I don't.
Bob, whose mountain climbing expedition to Mount LaRue during the rock slide season did you finance 2 years ago?
It's coming back to me.
And whose balloon ascension over Lake Tonawanda in an electrical storm did you make possible last September?
Got ya.
Last week, he discovered that the 1947 record for water skiing the entire length of the Mississippi Mississippi has never been broken.
You don't
mean... All the way from St. Louis to Cairo on his left leg.
He broke the record.
No, his left leg. Bob, whatever he's got in mind next, you gotta talk him out of it.
Well, I'll do what I can, Mrs.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Well, you can always get a little help from a friend at General Finance.
I mean, our medical bills have been astronomical.
You can also get a loan.
There are 55 General Finance offices in the Chicagoland area where you can borrow up to $5,000. Call Andover 32020, and now with the news, here's June Boutet.
Thank you, Ron. Federal employees are feeling the cold chill of the wage freeze today. The president's asking for an extension of the wage freeze for federal workers till next July for military and professionals, and mid-February for other employees. In a message from the Western White House, the president says it's up to government employees to lead the way for the American people. The president's tax cut proposals drew some criticism from a former White House economist today. Arthur Okun says the cuts would cheat social reform programs. Okun testified before a congressional committee. The Cook County Department of Public Aid is waiting for word from the state before this month's general assistance checks are mailed. A spokesman for the department says the checks, 60,000 of them, are ready for mailing, but there's no money to cover them. In the Hanrahan case, Judge Philip Romiti refused to prohibit questioning of the grand jury members today. The defense is trying to discredit the jury members, and Special Prosecutor Barnabas Sears asked that they be refused permission. Judge Romiti says he doesn't have jurisdiction to reverse the permission granted earlier by Judge Power. Earlier today, the state Supreme Court denied a request to have the case moved out of Cook County. In baseball today, the Cubs and Expos split a pair. Montreal won that game suspended yesterday. It was 11-2, and then the Cubs won the regular game 5-2. And that's it. Weather, traffic, and news brought to you by General Finance. This is Jim Boutette with Ron Britton.
W-I-N-D, number one music.
Because you are it.
Every time we meet.
WIND, number one music.
What is truth?
Johnny Cash. And there's a lot of truth in that. The WID number one music, King V. Ron Britton. Here's a great gift idea from Westinghouse. The Westinghouse Gallery Collection of small kitchen appliances. Now, in the Gallery Collection, Westinghouse has beautifully blended color and design to match any kitchen decor, from early American to contemporary. These attractive color and design patterns in avocado, harvest gold, and bittersweet are artistically applied to five of the most used kitchen appliances. The exclusive Westinghouse pressure flow coffee maker, the electric fry pan, or the pop-up toaster and power hand mixer, and the unique baconer grill that automatically grills bacon to perfection every single time. Put them all together, and you've created a match set of cooking elegancy. What a great way to show just how much you really care. Give the Westinghouse Gallery Collection for weddings, anniversaries, birthdays. Start your favorite someone collecting the Westinghouse Gallery Collection of small kitchen appliances today. They're available individually or in sets at better stores everywhere. And remember, you can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
If your car's over 2 years old, or if your car's been driven over 20,000 miles, you may need new shock absorbers. New Sears heavy-duty shock absorbers means an end to excessive bouncing, nosedive stops, wobbling on the road, and dangerous handling. Play it safe by replacing those worn-out shocks with Sears heavy-duty shock absorbers. New Sears shocks for new stability and life for your car.
What's STP oil treatment got that ordinary motor oil doesn't? Extra thickening power, that's what. Because deep inside your engine, where temperatures skyrocket, you don't need oil that comes apart at the seams.
STP is a racer's edge.
Race drivers worldwide use STP because it works. Works to lubricate better. Works in the hot. To help ordinary motor oil keep it all together. So no matter how hard you push it, STP hangs in there to maintain critical oil pressure and film strength. Motor oil the special thickness it needs to cling to vital engine parts better. Proven by independent research labs. Proven by world-famous race drivers. Proven by millions and millions of STP users around the world in cars just like yours. So get the extra protection of STP oil treatment and run racer sharp.
STP is the racer's
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she. Sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
And Ain't No Sunshine. Oh, there's a lot of moonshine. 11 minutes away from 6 o'clock. King B Ron Britton, WIND, and mostly cloudy. Scattered thundershowers tonight. And later on tonight, thundershowers ending. Partly cloudy, warm and humid. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm, humid. Chance of afternoon rain. And the outlook for Friday, sunny, hot, and humid right now at Grant Park. 73 degrees. It's 84 degrees at Midway. I'd like to talk to you right now about clothes, because I really flip out for threads, whatever. But if they're right on clothes, they're at the house of Lewis, and that's what I'm going to talk about right now. The House of Lewis in Old Town. Now, they have got the largest selection of Levi's, State Press, Nouveau, Brush Denim, and Land Lover, and U.S. Mail, all priced right, and you know that they are there at the House of Lewis. They've got the Kennington print shirts from L.A., and 10,000, count them, well, don't count them, pairs of high-fashion corduroys from Wide Whale to the regular, 30 to 40% off the regular price. Some priced at $10.50, but sale priced at just $6.99. The House of Lewis still has the largest selection of fringe leather jackets and coats, and I know throughout your stay in Chicago, you've heard me talk about the House of Lewis's King of Fringe over there. Well, they still are, and they're the newest fashion item that Lewis has just brought back from Afghanistan, and this is why he's able to bring you the Afghan coat at such a fantastic price, because he personally went over there and got these coats. They're in all colors, from beautiful brown lamb suede to the natural color. They're lined with lamb's fur, embroidered with the butterflies and flowers in reds, yellows, greens, and blues on the outside. This is that raised embroidery. For the Afghan coat in jackets, they've got maxis to minis for men and the women, too. They're priced, and they start at just $49.95, and that is a great price for this fantastic, fashionable Afghan coat. At the House of Lewis at 1538 North Wells in the heart of Old Town. They're open Monday through Friday, 12 until 9. Saturday, 11:30 until 9. And Sunday, 1 until 6. That's the House of Lewis.
You've heard it said, there's a first time for everything. If you need to borrow for the first time, consider household finance. Why household? Because HFC is the most experienced lending company. Household knows more about solving all kinds of money problems because they've helped more people for more years than anyone else in the business. Last year alone, over 2.5 million families borrowed from household. For many, it was the first time, and they chose HFC. When the need arises, you should too.
A good reason for borrowing is a good reason for lending. And the good place to borrow is Household Finance.
There are 1,600 HFC offices throughout the U.S. and Canada. see your phone book for the one nearest you.
We got a classy coming up. All I'm going to say is the Big Bopper.
Parkridge. Hi, Carl. Dalton. Markham. Old Town.
It's happening all over. All through Chicago's neighborhoods and suburbs.
Morgan Park.
Lake Forest.
Chicago Today, the number one paper in total evening circulation, keeps getting more popular. Why have people turned on to the compact evening paper? Because Chicago Today brings them a new, exciting, relevant kind of journalism. Writing worth reading and repeating. A style that's lively, concise, and visual. Content that gives you the facts and cuts away the fat. Chicago Today, number one paper in the evening, and continuing to grow in the neighborhoods and suburbs of Chicago. Isn't it time you saw why?
Chicago Today, number one paper in the evening.
Bob Delgiano, tonight at 6.
From lavender blue to deep purple, only music that made it.
W-I-N-D.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
WIND, number one music.
Just as much as ever.
Minutes away from 6 o'clock at WIND. Bob Delgiano, right around the bend. King B, Ron Britton. Good night, Chicago.
An arrest warrant has been issued for a former aide to Paul Powell. This is Jim Boutette at 6 o'clock on WIND, Chicago. State's Attorney Richard Hollis in Sangamon County says 54-year-old William Glenn is being charged with tampering with state records. Glenn is accused in connection with 16 boxes crammed with uncashed checks and money orders for license plates. The boxes were found earlier this week. Here in Chicago, Judge Philip Romiti has denied a motion to halt defense questioning of the grand jury members in the Hanrahan case. Special Prosecutor Barnabas Sears filed the request today. Judge Romiti says he doesn't have jurisdiction to reverse an earlier order granting permission for the questioning. The mayor of the Chicago suburb of Niles today filed a suit challenging the constitutionality of financing school costs in Illinois with taxes on real estate. The circuit court action by Mayor Nicholas Blaze was prompted by a ruling in California. That court held such tax financing is unconstitutional. Blaze's suit declares real estate tax financing of school districts in Illinois violates the equal protection under the law principle because of variations in assessed property values. President Nixon has asked Congress to freeze the wages of federal employees for another 6 to 10 months. The president wants military and professional federal pay rates frozen till next July. Other workers would be frozen till mid-February. The president says it's up to government employees to lead the American people to peaceful prosperity. The president's tax cut proposals came in for criticism today. Arthur Oaken, former advisor to Lyndon Johnson, said the cuts would severely damage social reform programs.
The entire calendar of social progress in this country would slip seriously if these permanent tax cuts are made. We will sorely need these revenues when the economy recovers to full employment. How can anyone who sees the shame of poverty, the plight of our cities, the state of our environment, want to cut $10 billion out of the revenues that offer our main hope for correcting these ills? This is a grievous misassessment of the nation's priorities.
Oaken testified before a congressional committee. Some of the other presidential powers come in for questioning in this report. Group W's Rod McLeish comments from Washington.
The concept of executive privilege, under which a president can arbitrarily withhold information from Congress, but at a certain political risk to himself, does not appear in the Constitution. Neither, for that matter, does Congress's right to have information. But the latter is more implicit than the former, and executive privilege, which arises from custom, is therefore used gingerly by most presidents. Mr. Nixon has invoked it twice, the second time in his current squabble with the Foreign Relations Committee of the Senate. This is the culmination of a two-year running feud in which the committee has been trying to get an idea of the Pentagon's future plans for foreign military assistance. Defense Secretary Laird says that no plans exist. Other sources say they do. The committee says it wants data for its own planning, and it threatened to cut off this year's foreign military assistance unless it got the information. Just before the cutoff went into effect, President Nixon invoked executive privilege on the data, thereby conceding that it did, after all, exist. Everyone in Washington is reminded of a celebrated 1969 memorandum in which the president ordered his administration to be, quote, open and forthcoming in its relations with the American people and the Congress, unquote. And a good many people are wondering what all the secrecy is about since the committee requested the data on a classified basis. As one says, executive privilege is used at certain risk. In this instance, the risks seem to be high. Congress is already in an edgy mood over all foreign aid. The House has voted to suspend aid to the Greek dictatorship, and the same measure, in possibly a stiffer form, is pending in the Senate. The Vietnam ramifications are spilling out all over the place, and Mr. Nixon's doctrine, the one he's named for himself, presupposes high foreign military aid so that countries can fight their own battles instead of having U.S. troops do it for them. Also, thanks to the flap over the Pentagon Papers, this is a season of high controversy about secrecy in government. One would not have thought this an especially auspicious time to use executive privilege in such a case. But then things are seen differently, perhaps, at the White House. This is Rod MacLeish in Washington.
With a Group W commentary. There's a massive airlift coming to Chicago. WIND's Don Scott reports.
The airports of Chicago, known as the world's busiest, will be even busier this week, and it'll be a massive landing operation equal to wartime invasion. 40,000 dairy farmers and their families are pouring into our town this week to go over things that dairy farmers think about, like prices and cows. But that landing operation is something else again. They've chartered a huge number of planes, mostly from Eastern Airlines, and Charles Buckland of Eastern told me that 20% of their entire fleet is tied up in this airlift.
Actually, we're moving in a group of people about the size of a division. We have 13,000 and a little over, 109 somewhere in that category, that Eastern is moving exclusively in by air to Chicago for the convention, which is on September the 3rd, September the 5th. All the beverage service will hinge around the milk service on board.
And the politicians are being drawn to the convention like the old proverbial flies to the milk bucket. 19 congressmen will be here, and President Nixon will speak on Friday. It's called the world's biggest party, and by figures alone, they're absolutely correct. This is Don Scott.
Now let's take a look at the sports scene. Here's Jack Fleming.
They finished a game at Wrigley Field today, and they played another one. But the outcome of the mini doubleheader didn't do a thing for the Cubs, who are pursuing an impossible dream in their chase of the first-place Pirates. Yesterday's second game, suspended after six innings with the Expos leading 8-1, was completed. Montreal took that one 11-2. Then Fergie Jenkins took matters into his own hands. The Cubs' fine pitcher hit two home runs and threw a six-hitter at the Expos in the day's regular game, and Chicago won it 5-2. It was Jenkins' 21st win of the season. Tonight, the White Sox are at Minnesota for a single game. Wilbur Wood shoots for number 19. Kansas City plays tonight at Milwaukee. The National Basketball Association has declared six players, five of them in college, eligible for the league's supplemental draft of players declared hardship cases. This draft will be held September 10th. We asked Chicago Bulls general manager Pat Williams what the draft might mean to the Bulls.
It's hard to get a real reading there. We're drafting 15th because the draft's held in exactly the same order it was last spring, which means Cleveland picks first, Portland second, Buffalo third, right on up the line. We're 15th, New York 16th, and Milwaukee 17th. So we're way down the line, and a player of any caliber at all, it's just hard to imagine that one of them, those players would be there. But the really complicating factors in the thing that we've got to keep in mind is that any team that takes a number one choice and uses it to take one of these players this next week, that club loses their number one draft choice next spring. And secondly, the ABA is having their hardship draft 4 days after ours, and all of these same players are certainly applied to the ABA draft, we feel certain. So here we go into another war again, and I just think all the clubs are so gun-shy now that they're just not going to get into it again.
The supplemental list is headed by Kentucky 7-2 Tom Payne, who would have been a junior this year. Also named are Creighton Cyril Baptiste, Phil Chanier of California, Ed Owens of Weber State, Nate Williams of Utah State, and the non-college player Joe Hammond. On the subject of basketball, our Pittsburgh sources advise that the October 2nd exhibition game between the Bulls and the Pittsburgh Condors will not be played in Pittsburgh. It is being moved instead to Howard Porter's hometown, Sarasota, Florida. They ran the Hambletonian at DuCoin today, and the Kentucky Derby of Harness Racing went to Speedy Crown. The Crown Stable entry stormed through two successive one-mile heat victories to capture the $130,000 classic for three-year-old trotters. The Triumph was worth nearly $65,000 to Speedy Crown, sired by Speedy Scott, who won the 1963 Hambletonian. The Minnesota Twins have sent veteran right-hander Stan Williams to the Cardinals for two players in cash, and the Pittsburgh Pirates have obtained infielder-outfielder Carl Taylor from Omaha of the American Association. Miami Dolphins of the NFL have obtained middle linebacker Bob Matheson from the Cleveland Browns for a future draft choice. We're back tonight at 10 and midnight with Late Sports. This is Jack Fleming.
On the New York stock market, prices were slightly higher today. The Dow Jones Industrials Average gained about a point. Volume, 10,800,000 shares.
STD is your racer's edge.
What's STP oil treatment got that ordinary motor oil doesn't? Extra thickening power, that's what. Because deep inside your engine, where temperatures skyrocket, you don't need oil that comes apart at the seams.
STD is your racer's edge.
Race drivers worldwide use STP because it works. Works to lubricate better. Works in the hot. To help ordinary motor oil keep it all together. So no matter how hard you push it, STP hangs in there to maintain critical oil pressure and film strength. And to give motor oil the special thickness it needs to cling to vital engine parts better. Proven by independent research labs. Proven by world-famous race drivers. Proven by millions and millions of STP users around the world in cars just like yours. So get the extra protection of STP oil treatment. And run racer sharp.
STP is the racer's edge.
Chicago's weather, mostly cloudy this evening. Maybe some thunder showers. Temperatures around 80. Tonight, thunder showers ending. Partly cloudy, warm and humid with a low near 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm, humid. Chance of afternoon rain. High about 90 degrees. The outlook for Friday, sunny, hot and humid. Saturday, sunny and pleasant with a high about 80. 65% is our humidity. It's 83 at O'Hare, 84 at Midway, 72 in Grant Park. This is Jim Boutet inviting you to the Midway Jamboree. This Saturday, 10 to 6, it's open house at Midway Airport. This is Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
W-I-N-D, number one, easy. W-I-N-D.
I certainly do, Ali. 6:13, Chicago, Bob Del Giorno, and more. W-I-N-D number one music. Elvis Presley.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? I go out and find those strange stuff, right? I mean, that's the only way to, you know, take care of biz. 6:16 at WIND with Bob Del Giorno. You know, Chevrolet is pleased to interrupt the Chevrolet garage sale for a tax reduction. Your Chevrolet dealer has been having a garage sale to clean out his stock of 1971 Chevrolets at clearance prices. And now the president has asked for repeal of the 7% excise tax on automobiles effective August 15th. Now you're probably saying, what in the heck's he talking about? Well, don't get excited. I'll tell you. Now, if this tax is repealed by Congress, the full amount will be refunded to buyers of 1971 Chevys purchased after August 15th, depending upon the model selected. It means an extra savings of up to $200. You know what you can get with $200? Well, you won't get lonesome. I'll tell you that right now. Your Chevrolet dealer is having a garage sale, and you can get a great year-end deal on any new Chevrolet. Impala, Chevelle, Camaro, all the great 71 models that your Chevy dealer has in stock. So get on over there today, won't you? And, you know, when you think about it, a possible extra savings with the proposed excise tax rebate, a proposed refund, and a garage sale. All going on at your Chevrolet dealers.
We'd just like to say a word about great French fries. McDonald's.
You deserve a break today. So get up and get away to McDonald's.
Come on.
Tonight, Big Q Night at Maywood Park Harness Raceway. Go Animal at Maywood Park. Post 8:30.
Come on!
W-I-N-D.
6:18. Stevie Stills. If you're lonesome tonight, how about Marianne?
Yeah.